From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. They're still partying on Bourbon Street after the New Orleans Saints came from behind to upset the Indianapolis Colts in Super Bowl 44. The final score was 31-17. It's a first for New Orleans, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
The Saints rode the accurate arm of quarterback Drew Brees and the resilience of their defense to their first ever Super Bowl win in their first ever Super Bowl appearance. Brees was named the game's MVP, but the defense did not collectively wilt in the face of the game's most intimidating quarterback, the Colts' Peyton Manning. A fourth quarter interception returned for a touchdown by Saints defensive back Tracy Porter put the game away. Afterwards, linebacker Scott Fujita said his team drew inspiration from all corners.
The black and gold just poured into Miami to take over the city. I mean, this is bigger than just the game. The Saints are the world's team.
The official parade is tomorrow. The party may not end for a while. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Space Shuttle Endeavour and its crew are heading to the International Space Station. The pre-dawn launch lit up the morning sky in Florida amid more favorable weather conditions. Yesterday's launch try was scrubbed by low clouds. Among other things, Endeavour is bringing a new observation deck to the space station. It's due to arrive on Wednesday. Crews have been searching through the night in Connecticut looking for anyone else who may have been trapped after an explosion at a power plant under construction. Five people are known dead. The explosion happened in Middletown, south of Hartford, when workers were dealing with gas lines. Craig LaMolt with member station WSHU has more.
The Clean Energy Power Plant was under construction when there was an explosion there on Sunday morning. About 50 contractor employees are believed to have been in the building at the time. Middletown Mayor Sebastian Giuliano spoke at a press conference on Sunday night.
It was undergoing a test of the gas line when the explosion occurred. The plant is approximately 95% completed and expected to go online this summer.
Giuliano says it's been difficult to be sure how many people might be missing, since there were multiple contractor companies working in the building at the time of the explosion. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt in Middletown, Connecticut.
It's a day off for 230,000 people working for federal agencies in Washington, D.C. They're all closed today, along with schools and many businesses, as the Mid-Atlantic continues digging out from the weekend blizzard. Snowplows are still working to clear many side roads, and sidewalks remain hazardous. Dulles International Airport, about 30 miles west of Washington, recorded 32 inches of snow. Philadelphia got hammered with nearly 29 inches. Search teams in India are digging through tons of snow and debris, looking for dozens of soldiers who may be trapped after a massive avalanche. It came crashing down on a high-altitude camp. This is NPR News. Ukraine is closer to having a new president this morning. Opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych is clinging to a 2 percentage point lead. That's with about 95% of the votes counted after Sunday's election. If the results hold, Yanukovych's victory would be a rebuke of Ukraine's 2004 democratic movement, known as the Orange Revolution. More from NPR's David Green.
Leader presidential перегонів Viktor Yanukovych.
Viktor Yanukovych was cast aside during the 2004 Orange Revolution after his rigged election victory was thrown out. Last night, he declared a new page in Ukraine's history.
Що він помог нам відкрити нову страницю.
He was speaking Russian, the language of choice in eastern Ukraine, and his rise has alarmed some in western Ukraine, where people speak Ukrainian and feel attached to Europe. This morning, Yanukovych supporters gathered at the election commission in Kiev. 33-year-old Vika Kutimova said she wouldn't let this victory be stolen. Yanukovych's opponent, Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, has not conceded. Her campaign is alleging voter fraud and has vowed to do its own vote count. David Green, NPR News, Kiev.
North Korea is warning South Korea against any effort to help bring down its government. Pyongyang issued a statement saying it would take strong military action against Seoul if it tried to destabilize the North. The strong words came as North Korean officials began meeting with a senior envoy from China. Those talks are designed to convince North Korea to return to nuclear disarmament talks. A UN official is due in North Korea tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington.